Thank you very much. And we're going to move to South Africa right now, where there have been many violent days recently. 23 people are dead. Hundreds are injured. Those are the reports coming out of South Africa, where the experts and government officials and victims are blaming anti-immigrant sentiment. There's all kinds of reports about violent mobs patrolling Johannesburg's, club-wielding South Africans attacking men and women, demanding to know where they are from. Why? Because the targets are tens of thousands of immigrants and refugees. They come from the Congo, Mozambique, and most recently, thousands of Zimbabweans who have been running from the political crisis in their own country. You put this together with rough economic times, and this is what many say has led to the violence there. And right now, joining us to discuss the latest events is Mpola Kechi. And what... how did this all begin? Why don't we start there?
Well, this whole thing began over a week ago in a township called Alexandra in northern Johannesburg. Basically, community members there had held a meeting aimed at discussing the crime situation in that particular township. Now, some of the community members suggested that foreigners or immigrants in that township are behind the recent spate of crimes in that area. As a result, many people suggested that all foreigners should be chased out of that township. And obviously that escalated to the national tragedy that we're seeing at the moment.
And Mpo, you are covering this story for the BBC, and the stories are horrific. We heard from one man who said that he was in church worshiping and that the church was surrounded by a gang of armed people. We've heard about buildings that were shut down and set fire, holding families inside. So you're saying just in this very short period of time, those words have led to those actions.
Absolutely. In fact, at the weekend, I was in a suburb known as Cleveland, near the Johannesburg city center, and I saw there a man believed to be from Zimbabwe being hit with stones and bricks and fighting sticks. With bystanders saying, "Well, there's no problem. Such things should happen because these people should be driven out of South Africa because they are the ones that are responsible, for all the problems that South Africa has." But obviously, not all South Africans feel that way. And one of the things that is very important to mention is that even some South Africans have been affected by the violence, because some people, from not from Johannesburg, but people from other parts of the country have also been targeted.
And we're talking about problems like unemployment rate somewhere around 30%. You're talking about food shortages, and you're talking about attacks, not necessarily on those who have just come to the country, but some of these people, like someone we spoke to earlier, has been working in South Africa for many, many years, but these gangs of young men are not making any distinction.
Absolutely. But you see, the problem now is even the politicians themselves have been saying that there are criminal elements that are taking advantage of the situation. Indeed, many people are complaining about poor service delivery on the side of the government. But also, the problem now is with the criminals who are taking advantage. I was in the township of Soweto earlier today, and some of the business people have been saying to me that the problem now is that they have to close their doors. They have to be very careful because some people will be pretending to be targeting criminals. They will be coming to these shops, looting them, robbing them, obviously pretending to be targeting criminals. So it's a situation that has really, gotten out of hand. But authorities have been saying that they're trying their best. Even the army has said that, it will try and assist in terms of giving weapons to the police so that they can be able to
try and assist. How is President Mbeki handling this? Has he come out and spoken publicly? Does he have some kind of plan on how to address this conflict?
Well, yesterday we tried, when I say we, the BBC tried to get in touch with President Thabo Mbeki's office, but they made it very clear to us that they will not speak to the BBC. I'm not sure if that, has to do with something different from what is currently happening. But basically what I'm trying to say is President Thabo Mbeki has been quiet. Many people have been very critical of him. Of course, there are, members of his cabinet who have visited the townships, places that have been affected. But the president himself hasn't been there. He hasn't really said anything decisive in connection with dealing with the situation.
So what's the expectation as to what might perhaps dampen things? If you're talking about on one hand, it is a result of the tensions or the feelings of resentment against immigrants. And then the other hand, you're also talking about criminal or hooligans or elements that are taking advantage of the situation. Then where does it end?
Well, that's the problem. Even in fact, at the moment, there's no one who can really say, well, this is the core of the problem. You know, this is what is causing the problems. Because, yes, indeed, people are frustrated by slow delivery on the part of the government. But at the same time, you've got criminal elements taking advantage of the situation. Now, I've heard many politicians saying, well, this thing is political. You know, if you understand South African history, you will realize that many of the people who have been attacking people, who've been attacking the immigrants, are from the hostels. And the hostels are always known for being, you know,
We're going to have to go. I'm going to have to leave it there. Umpo Lekechi, reporting for the BBC.